This week's parsha is Parshat Vayera, Vayera Elav Hashem Beloni Mamre, and we learn about how Avram, he was greeting these three guests that came to his home, and he was very excited when he saw the guests, and right away he rushed himself and his wife, Sarah, and they made special foods for the guests. Now, one of the interesting things, we all know that these guests were not just regular guests, they were actually angels. And the pasuk says that these angels, I'm going to read the pasuk inside, Vayikachem av v'chalav uben bakar asher asai, gave them the food, tachat ha'etz vayochelu, and they ate the food.
Under the tree.
Says Rashi, vayochelu, nir'u kmo she'achlu, they made themselves as if they were eating, mikan shelo yishne adam min ha'minhag. Even though angels actually don't really eat or drink or any of these physical things that we humans do, but they made themselves, they looked like they were eating because of this general rule we have, shlo yishne adam min ha'minhag. A person should not veer from the accepted custom. So this is a little halakha that I want to explain now, the importance of when you're in a place where there's an established custom, to try to stick to that custom. So one of the things we have over here where there's a little bit of a difference between different customs is something called Kaddish. Kaddish, we say. Kadal v'kadash, that whole thing. So we have different customs. Some people stand for Kaddish, and some people, the custom is, the Sephardic custom is, if you're sitting, you can stay seated. If you're standing, you should remain standing. You shouldn't sit down when you're standing. But if you're seated, you can remain seated. So what exactly is this based on? So the Mishnah Berurah over here brings down a very important idea. He says, it's so important to stand up for Kaddish. It's so important, the Mishnah Berurah says, the Ashkenazi custom, the Chafetz Chaim, to stand up. V'yesh lilmod kal v'chomer me'eglon melech mo'av, like we learned yesterday in the BJE class. Eglon melech mo'av is very, very heavy and large king. Probably read about him in the fifth grade. Shehaya nochri v'kam me'atzmo me'alkiso, dvar Hashem. When he heard that Ehud ben Gera came with the word of Hashem, right away, oh, you're coming in the name of Hashem? I'm standing up. He heard something about Hashem's name? I'm standing up. So that's the source for the Ashkenazi custom. It's a beautiful source, a beautiful idea. You hear Hashem's name, oh, we got to stand up. That's the custom for the Sephardim, for the Ashkenazim, I'm sorry. The Sephardic custom, on the other hand, is that if you're seated, you can stay seated. And that's their custom for many years. And there's nothing wrong with that. But what I think is important for us to take away from here, I'm reading from the Sefer called Yalkut Yosef, who was one of the chief rabbis of the Sephardic Jews about 10, 15 years ago. He passed away about 5, 6 years ago. It says here, V'sfaradi shmitpalelim Ashkenazim, a Sephardi person who's praying with Ashkenazim, nachon sheyamod gam hu imahem ba'et amirat kaddish ubarchu. It is preferable, it is good, if he stands up while they say kaddish and barchu. And of course the opposite is true as well. If you have someone, an Ashkenazic person who's in a Sephardic shul and everyone's seated, you should remain seated with them, to not veer from the accepted custom. This is a lesson we learn from the angels. This is a lesson that I think is important here. And it's not about who's right, who's wrong, who's this. It's about showing respect. It's about being unified as a community of mitpalelim. We're praying together as one. We do a lot of things together. We march together, stand with Israel together. So when we pray together, we're supposed to try to pray as one. So that's why it's important to keep that in mind and take this lesson to heart. Baruch Sheh Amar.